I'm Carla Hall from ABC's The Chew and the author of Carla's Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA. Hootie hoo!
And welcome back and happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Thanks for being out there, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And just a note, we've had some inquiries about the Cooking for a Mission virtual cooking class that is coming up on the 27th, that is a cooperation between the LA Chargers and Melissa's to benefit the Impact Fund at the LA Mission that is based in Inglewood. So all of that information, and again, you got to register by next Thursday, so there's not a lot of time. It's chargers.com/cooking. So chargers.com/cooking. As regular listeners to the SoCal Restaurant Show know, I love sharing entrepreneurial success stories. And I love chefs that have a vision. And after working for successful fine dining restaurants and also running the food service for large luxury hotels or boutique luxury hotels, want to go off on their own and do something personal. And a great example of that in Beverly Hills is and was Prospect Gourmand, which is now Gourmando, that has moved into a larger space in Beverly Hills. It's a husband and wife team of Chef Isaac and Chancy Gamboa. And I really, particularly with Mother's Day tomorrow, wanted to get them on the show to let you all know what you're doing and to have them share their vision. And it is a real pleasure to welcome for the first time to the SoCal Restaurant Show, Chef Isaac and Chancy Gamboa of Gourmando in Beverly Hills. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning, Isaac. Isaac, how was it last night at the restaurant?
Yeah, we got pretty busy, actually. It was people were kind of bringing their friends and family in. I think everyone's getting ready for Mother's Day. So it was pretty successful last night.
I'm glad to hear it. Now, Isaac, I know you always do special things for the holidays, and Chancy is on the floor. Can you give us a little peek about what's special for tomorrow at Gourmando? Because I know brunch on the weekend is something that you really enjoy doing, too.
We love doing brunch. And brunch, right now, we're going to have a limited menu for our brunch menu, but we're also offering a high tea service, which we're doing sandwiches and, you know, big fancy hats for all the mothers. Chancy has really put a grasp on the high tea and the sandwiches and stuff like that, invited a lot of her friends and family and customers of ours. So it's going to be a big tea party, actually. So it's going to be really fun.
Chancy, you were just volunteered. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing tomorrow with your tea service. That sounds like fun.
We also, you know, share four boys together. So the boys have really, you know, they always make Mother's Day very special for me. They all work with me on Mother's Day. It's a tradition. Little Josh is in the kitchen plating desserts, and little Isaac is, you know, helping out, scaling out cookies and whatnot. And the boys are on the floor, our 18-year-old and 20-year-old. And tomorrow is going to be that same tradition. They're all going to be there with us. And it's just going to be, we're going to take high tea to another level of just fun. We're going to have everybody come together where there's going to be a big hat contest. So whoever... it doesn't have to be necessarily big, but just the contest, they're going to get a free brunch. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We just want to celebrate mothers and what they do and how important it is to be a mom. It molds a child into what they're going to become in the future. And that's what Isaac's mom did for him. And she was a teenage mom and raised him to be a great father, a great husband, and also a great chef. So I just am very, very humbled by having such a wonderful husband.
Oh, Chancey, again, with the holiday coming up tomorrow, you know, that was certainly a wonderful little tribute to mom, the family, and all those good things. Isaac, let's back up a little bit before we talk about Gourmando in 2021. I believe that your last big position was in terms of fine dining. I believe you were the executive chef of Shudders. What led you to make the decision to go from a very safe and secure position at Shudders on the Beach to go out on your own and found in 2014, I believe it was, the original Prospect Gourmand, which was on La Cienega Boulevard? That was a pretty bold move, sir.
Very bold move, actually. We were, you know, looking for a spot. It was always been a dream of mine ever since I was a kid to run my own restaurant. So it was kind of like something that was coming for a very long time. All the training and all that stuff had kind of led up to that. Working at Shudders was a very secure job. It was a very great job, very beautiful place to work. There was a lot of work, but the fine dining and aspect and the employees and everything was a very good place to work. And doing your own thing, there's obviously the insecurities of just doing, you don't know what's to come. You know, when you're an entrepreneur, like, you can have a big day, you can have small days, and it's really difficult. There's no steady paycheck. And my wife actually was a big inspiration towards me, my wife, Chancy. She's like, you know, let's take a gamble on yourself, and, you know, I believe in you, and, you know, things of this nature. So it was kind of a big step for me to just say, all right, well, let's do it, you know. And she was definitely there by my side the entire time, and she still is. So that's been my whole inspiration, my family and my dreams and my passion for what I do, the craft of, you know, being farm to table and making sure we get the fresh produce and stuff, and my family. That's what matters the most to me.
Sure.
Make the step, Andy.
Sure. Isaac, the original Prospect Gourmand was, you know, rather modest in terms of size. The menu was, you know, quite striking for a small place. When people started to read the menu, they were very pleasantly surprised. Of course, Chancey was working the floor and greeting every guest, and you were in the kitchen. You've mentioned that it was, you know, farm to table. What were a couple of your menu specialties back in the Prospect Gourmand days? Because word of mouth, Isaac and Chancey, on Prospect Gourmand for a small, unassuming place, you know, was really very strong. I mean, that's how I originally heard about it. You know, one of your suppliers was told me initially, you know, there's the chef who had been the executive chef at Shudders, and he went out on his own with his wife. And, you know, they're really doing some very ambitious things. So tell us a little more, if you will.
Well, you know, there are a couple of our dishes, you know, where it was a very globally inspired farm-to-table menu. So, you know, we would do everything from, you know, like salads that we would get from the farmer's market, whether it be strawberries and peas, you know, different types of herbs like mint and basil, avocado, as fresh as in salads. And then for decadent, for entrees, we went for like the rosemary or the Mary's Farms chicken. We would debone it. We'd stuff it with black truffles and truffle butter. And then we would use seasonal ingredients, whether it was sunchokes or chanterelle mushrooms or maitake mushrooms or whatever it was. And we would slowly roast it till it got super crispy. And we would just baste it with black truffle butter and make like a white wine Chardonnay sauce out of it, which was really, really popular at that moment in time. At that location on La Cienega, small menu, but they were getting like a pan-roasted truffle Mary's chicken, which was kind of out of this world. We did Berkshire pork chops with different types of marmalades and seasonings, and vegetarian options, all handmade pastas that were being done, like an asparagus kind of vegetarian or vegan carbonara made from asparagus. So we were, it was kind of something that was just really fun and cool.
Yeah, Isaac, definitely a wow. Isaac and Chansey, what we're going to do is take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the move to the expanded location, what the Gourmando concept is, and what's ahead. We are speaking with Chef Isaac Gamboa and his wife, Chansey. Their current operation is known as Gourmando, G-O-U-R-M-A-N-D-O, located at 107 North Robertson Boulevard in Beverly Hills, just north of Wilshire on the west side of the street. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side of the break, and we're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Oh, gotta see, gotta know.